it's outrageous. You know, Mickey McMahon is a local community activist all his life in Bundoran, works very hard for the community, is on the ground. Anyone who goes through Bundoran any day of the week sees Mickey either gathering rubbish or out on the beach or helping people every way he can. You know, he's a real soldier for that community. And that these group of people would think that it's appropriate to protest outside of his house is absolutely outrageous and wrong. His family is going through a traumatic time at the moment as well. They have a son very ill in America. And to think that this is appropriate, I think, you know, just tells you where these people are. They have nothing to offer anyone other than fear and hatred. And, you know, it's outrageous that they would do such a thing. And I think I want to send my solidarity. And I know that the people of Bundoran and South Donegal all stand behind, 100% behind Mickey McMahon as a true hero of that area and someone who deserves better than this. And it's totally wrong that they would do such a thing and wrong that they think that they can get away with it as well.
Now, protests and senior politicians in the past have been targeted with protests outside of their own family homes. However, now when it comes down very much to local level and such events taking place outside the home of a councillor, as you mentioned, who is going through a lot personally at the minute, for many people it's leaving a bad taste, I presume.
Absolutely. People are outraged that this would happen. You know, and it just, I think, spells out where these people are coming from and what kind of relationship they want to have with the community and with the public. It's about generating fear and hatred and try to victimise people and put them into a place where, you know, to cause as maximum division as possible. But I think the people of Donegal realise, and the people of Bundoran certainly realise, that Mickey McMahon is somebody who has worked very hard for that community and, you know, recognise the huge contribution that he has made and stand 100% behind Mickey and his family in this, I suppose, time of deep trauma, because it is very traumatic for this to happen. I know it myself. I know what a family can go through, and it is very traumatic and very difficult, because these people want to cow you, they want to put you down, they want you to be afraid, and we are not afraid of them and what they represent.
In the past, I know politicians in Dáil Éireann have been briefed in relation to their own personal security. Do you feel, with the feelings that's out there on such very divisive issues at present, that is now getting to a stage maybe where elected representatives at council level may also have to be given their own security a lot more thought as well?
Well, yeah, there is some package of assistance for people who are or the local authority to get some security measures put in place, and indeed that may well need to be happened. But, you know, the reality is politicians in Ireland, people on the local authority or indeed in the Dáil, are very much part of the community. They're known by people, they know where they live, they know where they are, they're very open to the public. You can walk in and meet them any time of the day. You know, it's that type of community relationship is something I think that we treasure in Ireland, and certainly is something that we should not lose because of a tiny minority of people who want to cause maximum damage and noise.
There are those who engage in such action will say it's their democratic right to protest.
We all have a right to protest, but we don't have a right to cause hatred. We don't have a right to cause division. We don't have a right to, I think, you know, bring us to a place where you cause such a level of fear and bad temper and disruption that you probably end up in a situation where people can get hurt. And that's the direction this is going in all of the time with these people. All you need is one or two who are a little bit further down the road than the group of people that were there the other day for to actually start attacking people. That's what happens. And, you know, it's just tragic that these small minority people think they can do that. And it was quite ironic, I think, that on the same time as they were doing this, young boys playing on a beach in Buncrana, unfortunately, a couple of them went into the water and were drowned. And, you know, they were from a community that came here, seeking a welcome, and got a welcome in Buncrana and were looked after there. And I think, you know, we all have, I think, solidarity as well with the families who lost two fine young men in Donegal.
Do you worry, do you fear that events like these could escalate?
I don't. I think we have to keep a cap on it. We have to be able to stand up to it. And these people ultimately are bullies, and bullies are at the core of what they are. They're cowards, and that's really what's wrong with them. They're just cowards. They're afraid of change. They're afraid of everybody, and they think that the way that they can manage is they can bully and browbeat people, and it simply can't be allowed.